Germany's role in what happened. Commentary. The story of the decade, smoking gun, case closed. The story of U.S.-funded, or, as the case may be, even not funded, gain-of-function research on coronaviruses has been widely presented in recent weeks as the solution to the riddle of COVID, not only the nearly definitive proof that SARS-CoV-2 was created in a laboratory, after all, but also the nearly definitive demonstration of who done it. The Americans did it, of course. Or we did, as Jim Haslam, the American Substacker who has developed the most elaborate version of this theory, has put it, Anthony Fauci, the funder of the research. Ralph Baric, the designer of the virus. And Peter Daszak, the albeit British head of US-based EcoHealth Alliance, who directed the research. They merely needed a little help from one hired gun Dutch virologist in the person of Vincent Munster, who made Baric's virus transmissible at Fauci's Rocky Mountain lab in Montana before it was shipped to Wuhan. And the rest is history. But what about all the German connections to virus research in Wuhan which I have documented here, here, here and here and which involve not just German funding for virus research in Wuhan, but indeed a full-fledged German-Chinese virology lab in Wuhan, which, unlike the Wuhan Institute of Virology, is located right in the area of the initial outbreak of COVID-19 in the city. It is all the more remarkable that these German connections are being ignored given that the supposedly American story of the creation and release of COVID-19 points right back to them, namely, to a German or, more exactly, German-Dutch coronavirus research nexus, which has played a key role in the COVID-19 response and at whose center we find none other than Christian Drosten. Drosten is, of course, the German creator of the notoriously hypersensitive and unreliable COVID-19 PCR test, which was the very basis of the declaration of a pandemic. Let us start with what is invariably described as Anthony Fauci's Rocky Mountain Lab, where Vincent Munster is supposed to have made Baric's virus design transmissible. The headline of a Daily Mail article even describes it as a Fauci-run lab. Well, although indeed a NIAID research facility and to that extent connected to the former NIAID director Fauci, the actual director of the facility itself is the German virologist Heinz Feldmann. So what? You might say. There are 80 million Germans. True enough. But there are not 80 million Germans who have conducted virus research with Christian Drosten. Indeed, in addition to Feldmann and Drosten, there are two other notable authors of the above-cited 2011 Ebola virus paper, Vincent Munster, Feldmann's employee at the Rocky Mountain Lab who needs no further introduction here, and Stefan Paulmann, a virologist based at the German Primate Center in Göttingen. Like Drosten, Paulmann took part in the famous February 1, 2020 conference call with Anthony Fauci on a possible lab leak of SARS-CoV-2. As will be seen momentarily, it was precisely what might be called the EU crew around Drosten, and including Paulmann, which would attempt to beat back the lab leak hypothesis in the discussions with their Anglosphere counterparts, both on the call and in emails which followed. The German physician and virologist Johanna Dehnert was one of the first to point to the many German links to the virus research which may have contributed to a laboratory origin of SARS-CoV-2. Her @Dehnert.doc Twitter account was suspended under the old regime and has never been restored under the new. The pseudonymous 7of9, MDX account has taken up many of the same themes. In an X thread, 7of9, MD writes that Feldmann owns the SARS-1 genome with Frank Plummer via patent, created bat cell lines in 2011. In SARS-CoV-2, we find inserts leading to Plummer and B. Korber. Citing the above paper and referring to a research project at the Rocky Mountain Lab involving fruit bats and a SARS-like virus, 7of9, MD adds, the fruit bat cell cultures were developed in collaboration with none other than Christian Drosten and Stefan Paulmann. It should be recalled from the FOI8 Fauci emails that after the specter of a laboratory origin of SARS-CoV-2 was first raised with Fauci by Christian Andersen, Jeremy Farrar of the Wellcome Trust would arrange for the famous February 1 conference call, bringing in a German-Dutch team of coronavirus experts to discuss the matter with their dismayed Anglosphere colleagues. The concerned Anglosphere scientists were Robert Gary, Andrew Rambaud, Edward Holmes, and the Danish virologist Andersen, who is, however, based at Scripps Research in California. All of them suspected that the virus had a lab origin or were even convinced that it did. Even Farrar, who has been dismissive about lab leak in his public statements, said he was 50-50 between lab leak and natural origin behind the scenes. But it was members precisely of the German-Dutch EU team who are reported to have lambasted Andersen and his Anglosphere colleagues on the conference call and who would continue to urge, in subsequent correspondence, that the matter be, in Drossen's words, dropped. We have already noted Heinz Feldmann's connections to the two German members of the EU team, Christian Drossen and Stefan Palmen. The other two members of the team were the Dutch virologist Marion Koopmans and Ron Fauchier. Koopmans is head of the Erasmus University Medical Center's Department of Viroscience and co-author of Drossen's controversial PCR protocol paper. Following a lightning-fast 24-hour peer review, the paper had been published by the EU-funded journal Eurosurveillance just 1 week before the conference call. Fauchier is none other than Europe's and perhaps the world's most famous or infamous, depending on one's perspective, gain-of-function researcher. He is Koopmans' deputy at the Department of Viroscience of the Erasmus Medical Center, Rotterdam. He is also co-author of the 2003 SARS-CoV-1 paper which, in the words of 7 of 9, MD, launched Drossen's career. So, what does that have to do with Vincent Munster's alleged concoction of SARS-CoV-2 at Feldmann's Rocky Mountain Lab? Well, Munster is Fauchier's student. Fauchier was the co-director of Munster's PhD thesis, along with Ab Osterhaus, who is perhaps the key historical figure in the formation of the German-Dutch virology nexus. Osterhaus was the head of the Viroscience Department at the Erasmus Medical Center Rotterdam until 2014, when he was succeeded by Koopmans. The 75-year-old Dutchman presently leads a One Health working group at the University of Veterinary Medicine in Hanover. Neither Koopmans nor Palmen appear to have played an active role in the conference call. As the FOIAID emails and the related Slack messages make clear, Christian and Ron led the charge. They would keep the pressure on in the subsequent email exchanges, ultimately getting Andersen and his Anglosphere colleagues to recant their original theory and to endorse precisely the opposite theory, i.e., that of a zoonotic origin of SARS-CoV-2, in their now infamous proximal origin paper. Now, if you were a detective investigating a crime, for instance, the creation of a supposedly deadly virus, whose behavior would you find suspicious? The behavior of those who themselves expressed concern about a lab leak and were keen on investigating the matter, including, nota bene, none other than Anthony Fauci, who even suggested contacting the FBI, or the behavior of those who were dismissive and defensive and tried to shut the conversation down. Didn't we congregate to challenge a certain theory and, if we could, drop it? Christian Drossen asked with notable irritation in a terse February 9, 2020 email to the other members of the group, who came up with this story in the beginning. Are we working on debunking our own conspiracy theory? Do these sound like the words of an innocent man? Not much, especially if we consider that before this email emerged thanks to an American FOIA request, Drossen had insisted in a sworn statement to a German court that he had no interest in steering the suspicion about the origin of the SARS-CoV-2 virus in a certain direction. In particular, I had and I have no personal interest in ruling out the so-called laboratory thesis. No interest in steering the suspicion in a certain direction? How is that consistent with didn't we congregate to challenge a certain theory, and if we could, drop it? Drossen, as discussed in My Why Fauci, Not Drossen, has links to the German-Chinese virology lab in Wuhan and its German co-director Ulf Dittmer. As seen in the below photo, a 2015 German government-sponsored virology symposium in Berlin brought together not only Drossen and the bat coronavirus specialist Shi Jingli of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but also both the German and the Chinese co-directors of the German-Chinese lab, Ulf Dittmer and Dong Liang Yang, and both the then and apparently even the current directors of the WIV to boot. The director at the time, Chen Xinwen, is the small, buck-toothed man with the blue tie in the photo. The young woman with the long black hair in the lower left-hand corner appears to be current WIV director Wang Yini, although Wang is not listed as a participant in the event program. In January 2020, moreover, Drossen told the Germany daily Die Berliner Zeitung that he had learned about the supposedly novel virus in Wuhan from virologist colleagues in the city before any infections had even been officially reported. If a virus engineered in Montana is supposed to have somehow gotten to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, even though the WIV was not even a part of the U.S.-funded CREID project which is alleged to have made the connection, why could it not have gotten to the German-Chinese virology laboratory on the other side of the Yangtze? As the below map from Science magazine makes clear, the campuses of the Wuhan Institute of Virology are in fact nowhere near the area of the initial cluster of COVID-19 cases in Wuhan. The German-Chinese lab, by contrast, is right in the cluster. It is located at Union Hospital, designated by number 6 in the map. The Chinese co-sponsor of the lab, Tongji Medical College, is located virtually at the very epicenter of the outbreak, roughly 1 kilometer to the north of Tongji Hospital, which is designated by number 5 in the map. Moreover, leaving aside whatever research was being done in Montana or, say, Chapel Hill, what do we know about the research which was being conducted at the German-Chinese virology lab in Wuhan itself? Not much. In September 2021, Juan Reinhard G. used a website dedicated to posing questions to German parliamentarians in order to ask the German member of the European Parliament Christian Eller whether gain-of-function research was being conducted at the German-Chinese lab. Eller is chair of the EU Parliament's panel on the future of science and technology. Reinhard G. did not receive an answer. Eller's team merely noted that they did not know. But why are no German journalists or commentators, many of whom have shown great interest in Diffuse and CREID, demanding to know? The Diffuse proposal was not funded. The CREID network is funded by the US government, but the Wuhan Institute of Virology is not part of it, and it only got underway well after the initial outbreak of COVID-19 in Wuhan. The German-Chinese lab was launched in 2017 and it is funded by the German government. It grew out of a German-Chinese joint virology project, TRR60, which was publicly funded for a full decade from 2009 to 2018 and which, as I have shown here, proudly featured the Wuhan Institute of Virology as a partner. Why should the world not know as much about the German-Chinese lab and TRR60 as it knows about Diffuse and CREID? Where are the freedom of information requests? Why is the German government being spared them? If anyone asked, at least it could say no, which would be revealing in its own right. We know that the German government funds gain-of-function experiments, because none other than Christian Drossen was coordinator of a multi-part publicly funded rapid project which includes them, as can be seen below. Stefan Paulmann was, incidentally, director of one of the rapid sub-projects. Of course, if one only has US information, one will end up telling a US story. But if a foreign power really did have a hand in the escape or release of an engineered virus in Wuhan, then prima facie Germany is the far likelier suspect. Originally published on the Daily Skeptic, reposted from the Brownstone Institute.